வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீ குரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 5th of January, 1974, in Los Angeles, California.
The material world means we have got different devices for wasting time, not for utilizing time. Is it correct?
It is considered one of our major problems, leisure time. People are having more time on their hands and they do not know what to do with it. So the government, they're scratching their heads, inventing things for people to waste their time.
This is difficult. Nathi vidu sartha gatin Vishnu. Because they're rascal, they do not know how to utilize time. Where is the aim of life? Where you have to go? These things they are not. So they must waste time. So it is the, just the child, he wastes his time in so many ways. It is the duty of the parents, guardian, to synchronize his activities so that he may not waste his time. It is the duty of the guardians. Similarly, these rascals, they are wasting time. You have to engage them in Krishna consciousness. Then their time will be utilized.
We're training up brahminical qualities, but in the people in general, how can we engage them also in Krishna consciousness? How can we provide them a means to use their leisure time to perfect their lives?
Just chant Hare Krishna. Is it very difficult?
To get them to do it is difficult.
Yes, let's call them in our temple, we practiced. There our society is the most important society. We can teach people how to utilize time properly and be perfect.
Well, you utilize your time, Srila Prabhupada, but every second is engaged in Krishna's service. And our advanced God brothers, they have also learned this art. But the vast majority of us, we haven't quite got the hang of it yet.
It is practice. As by practicing you become a first-class drunkard. Simply, by practicing you can become a first-class Krishna conscious. It is equal. Abhyas yoga jukti na chitasa nanmagana. Abhyas, practice. In association, the practice is very easily done. Just like you are saying, that you are engaged. So by association you can learn also. The association is very important.
Prabhupada, you're very, very regulated, almost down to the minute in your activities. This is also a big help in utilizing time?
Yes. Abhartha-kalattham, that explains that this should be our aim. Not a single moment is wasted. If you try that, how I am wasting my time, then you will utilize it. You should always remember, not a single moment should waste. That is advised by Rupa Goswami. Abhartha kalattham. Bartha means spoiling. And abhartha means not spoiling. Abhartha kalattham. He should be always conscious that I am not wasting my time. Then it will be done. The bums, they also utilize that they want to see that not a moment is wasted without drinking. Yes, they actually do that. They want to drink only 24 hours. As soon as the bottle is finished, they are finding somebody who will pay $1 and purchase another small bottle. They are doing only business.
You want us to be drunkards on the holy name and be like those...
Yes. Yes. That is 8 kinds of transcendental transformation.
In the Bhagavad Gita, it is indicated by Sri Krishna that when we approach a bona fide spiritual master, our relationship is twofold. We render service, and then we also make inquiry.
Yes.
Now, you have answered all our inquiries so thoroughly in our books. To make inquiry at this point, it seems like you've already answered all the questions. So how may we, or what is the proper relationship at that point to make inquiry?
Read the books.
Yes. Read the books, yes. Why I'm working so hard? Read the books. That one who is married, he's empty. And who is not married, he's also empty. Is it not? One was married. He's saying, why did I marry? I would have been free. He's lamenting. And who is not married, oh, why did I accept a wife? I would have been happy. So, Dilli ka laddu jo khaya abhi pastaya jo na khaya abhi. That's Hindi. It is just like Dilli ka laddu. One who has eaten, he is also lamenting. And who has not eaten, he is also lamenting. Tippanta neha kripana, that is said in Sanskrit. Tippanta neha kripana bahudukkha bhaj. Kripana, by one sex life, he gets some children, and as soon as there is child, there is suffering. The child is suffering and the parents also suffering to take care. Again he begets another child. Therefore it is a tippanta neha kripana bahudukkha bhaja. Behind that child producing, there is so much difficulties and trouble. He knows that, but he again doing the same thing. Tippanta neha kripana bahudukkha bhaja. Therefore, a sane person, kandutiva manasi is a dhira. Therefore one who is dhira, one has become sober, he tolerates the sensation, itching sensation. It is after itching sensation. So one who can tolerate the itching sensation, he saves so much trouble. But one cannot, he is implicated immediately. Either illicit or legitimate, it is trouble. Janamaitana, and that is the only happiness in this material world. That is the only happiness. One who wants to remain in this material world, his only happiness is sex life. There is no other happiness. And that is very abominable. Tucham happiness. That is this happiness. But they cannot understand. Kandriyanena karayu rivadukkha dukkham. Itching between the two hands. It produces so many bad results. But he is not satisfied. All right, I have done once, that's all right. One children is all right. One or two. But no. And then contraceptive. Abortion. So many things. Maya is so strong in Hindus. Yes, do this. Become a master of the dog. He has become servant of you.
Yes.
Yes, he paid to you. A man keeps the dog to give him protection when he will be attacked by somebody. But to wait for that time, he has to give 24-hour service to the dog. This is material life. We are rounding sometimes this way, sometimes that way. And we are thinking new. Airupe brahmanna brahmite kona. In this way you are wondering. All over the universe. Find out something new. But there is nothing new. Everything is old. A living entity is offered change of the body. when he becomes fatigued, oh, this life is so troublesome, so old men generally think like that. So he has to change. Another new body, child. Since born is second care, he thinks now I've got so comfortable life. And again becomes old, disgusted. So he cannot live disgusting. Then Krishna is so kind, all right, change body. Puna puna charvitacharvana. Chewing the chewed. The business is the same. But changing body gets some relief. Just like this man, the business is same, wasting time. By changing, wasting time at home, come to the golf club. That's all. The business is the same, wasting time. Either here or there. Giving so much facilities. Sometimes, all right, you become tree, all right, you become a serpent, all right, you become a demigod, all right, you become a human being, all right, you become a king, you become a cobbler, you go to the heavenly planet, go to the hellish planet. Varieties is there. Krishna is so kind that he's changing varieties, atmosphere of life. But he is packed up in this material world. That freedom, he is asking for freedom, but he does not know the freedom is at the shelter of Krishna. That he will not accept. Therefore, Krishna has added so many varieties. And in disgust, the Mayavadi, they want to make the varieties, variety-less, nirvishesha. And the Buddhists, they want to make it zero. But that is also not possible. He may remain zero for some time. Again, he will want varieties. The big, big Mayavadi sannyasi, they preach so much, Brahma Sutta Jagat Mitha. But again, they come to the political world, social world. They simply remain as Brahma, I am Brahma. They cannot remain for many days. There he has to accept these material varieties. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. So, therefore, our proposition is come to the real variety, Krishna consciousness. Then your life will be successful.
With Maya bodies, they not only misunderstand the nature of the Absolute, they misunderstand the function of the jiva.
When one misunderstands, he misunderstands everything. One who commits mistake, he will commit mistake in so many ways. They want to merge into the Absolute. They think that there is no variety. To avoid this variety, just like sometimes one is suffering from some disease, he commits suicide. He thinks, I am suffering. If I commit suicide, then everything will be stopped. But he does not know that by committing suicide, he will increase another set of varieties of miserable condition of life. He will become ghost. And becoming ghost, he cannot enjoy anything. Grossly, a subtle body will create disturbance. Therefore, ghost creates disturbance. He hasn't got gross body to enjoy. The ghostly haunt, the male ghost haunts over woman, woman ghost haunts over man. You know that? So happens. Ghostly haunted.
The New York temple, they had a ghost upstairs.
Huh?
The New York temple in Brooklyn,
uh-huh.
This was an old house which was used by nuns.
Uh-huh.
And on the upstairs floor, uh-huh. On the complete top, there used to be some nuns which were dying there, very old nuns.
Uh-huh.
When they move in the temple, there was ghost. Still, there is there. There's one room that still comes.
Comes?
Yes, the ghost comes sometimes. They chant and put incense.
I said. But she does not go away? But does not do any harm?
They don't let anyone sleep in that room. Because everyone is haunted. Many people have seen the ghost.
Many devotees.
But ghosts cannot remain while there is chanting of rites. Choice, make your choice. Which one? Again, death or deathlessness? stop death from here. This is him. The Kurmis, Gyanis, Yogis, they are trying for death. There will be death. But for the bhaktas, devotees, there is deathlessness. Punarjanma jaya, for conquering next birth. Rascal, civilized man does not know what is next life, how death can be stopped. Nothing of it. Big scholars of Bhagavad Gita, they do not understand. The so-called scholars, they do not understand. But these things are there in the Bhagavad Gita. Taktadiham punarjanmanai jadgatyana nivartante. They do not understand. They say, what is this?
And not enjoy so much in this life, they worry more about the next life. When people realize they cannot enjoy so much in this life, they worry more about what is going to happen to them in the next life.
So why does they do not know what is next life?
They don't know.
They make it jiva, therefore closing there. There is no next life. Finish. There is no next life. In that way they are satisfied. Just like the rabbit, there is danger, enemy, he closes his eyes. He thinks there is no danger. So these rascals are like that. Because they cannot accommodate that this life is too troublesome. Again, next life. So that they can realize. Next life means again troublesome. That way they sometimes commit suicide. They think that after suicide, it will be zero, so no trouble. These are all ignorance.
Psychology, that's called repression. Huh? In psychology, it's called repression.
Repression.
Taking something which is a fact, but refusing to believe it. Pushing it out of your mind, repressing it. There is a philosophy called Stoicism, where they believe this life is meant to suffer, so they should just become very sturdy to suffer a great deal.
What is that?
It's a school of philosophy. Stoic.
Oh, yeah. What is their conclusion?
That the world is full of suffering, yeah. So they become very sturdy to bear the suffering.
Emotionless. So, one who can suffer without any protest, he's first class.
Yeah.
That means they do not know how to stop suffering.
Yeah.
Here is one class, they're trying to become very strong to tolerate suffering, and other class they're making everything zero. There is no question of not suffering, but making zero. No suffering, neither suffering. Suffering or no, both of them abolished, dismissed. This philosopher is that the suffering cannot be dismissed, therefore you be strong to tolerate it.
Yes.
And other philosophers say there is suffering, so make it zero. But both of them have no information that there is real life where there is no suffering. Still there is life. That is Krishna consciousness. There is life, but no suffering.
They're like owls.
Yeah. Ultimately, a stop of all sufferings. This is Krishna consciousness. Anandamaya Vyasa, simply Ananda. Dancing with Krishna, Rasa dance. Supposing if there is such life, dancing and eating and chanting, no suffering, so anybody will deny that? Is there any such fool?
Yeah, they all deny.
Huh?
They deny. Just like the purity.
No, deny and accept that is the thing. Now suppose there is such life, where you can simply dance, eat and live eternally, happy life. Would you not like to accept it? Huh?
Anyone would like to accept it.
That you are giving.
They think no such thing would exist.
They think, may think, but it is theoretical. Suppose if there is such life, would you not accept it? You may believe, not believe, that is another chapter. First of all, this is our proposition, that there is a life like this. Would you like? Who will say no? Everyone says, yes, I like. It is a question of understanding. There is such life. But because he is disappointed, being cheated, he thinks, here is also another cheating. That's it. Therefore, Krishna consciousness preaching means to convince them that there is life like this. That is problem.
What will convince them that is simply just not another cheating?
Huh?
What is the thing that will convince them that it's just simply not another cheating?
Yes. It is not cheating, it is fact.
But what will convince them of that? What qualities?
Just see, example, we are chanting, dancing, anything nicely. What you are doing? You are simply talking nonsense. There is no peace in your life. And see our devotees in Krishna consciousness. This is the proof, practical proof.
Practical proof that they cannot get purified, even though they have big posts.
No, they're purified message, you come with us, you'll be purified. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Radha Krishna valo sangne chalo. Ehi matra bhikkhake. You don't want anything from me. I shall give you eating, I shall give you everything. You simply come with me and chant. This is our problem. We don't say that you do this, do that, you don't do anything. Simply come with us and chant.
It's like the Catholic Church in different places around the world, they feed the people. But we can not only feed them, but give them chanting and dancing,
yes,
they'll accept it as superior.
Yes.
We can see that happening very practically at Spiritual Sky. Many big businessmen, they come, and they see how these boys are making money, and yet they are singing and dancing all the time.
Respect again. Therefore, in India, we are considered as the richest community. There was a question in Parliament. Where from this Krishna consciousness movement, they get their money? The Parliament replied, Home Member, that they get money by distributing literature. This was the reply. This is recorded in the Parliament, Indian Parliament. So if you simply push on our literature, then our movement is going. You must know. It is really going forward. And there will be no scarcity. You'll get everything. Never else they inquire, is it not, that you are living so happily, where do you get money?
Yes.
The store keepers, they inquire. They're envious. Yeah, how these people enjoying life without earning, without working hard. Now whole Bombay is surprised when he purchased this land.
Yeah.
So much fighting was there. Immediately I went and purchased, everything stopped. They are surprised. This man, there are two very stubborn parties,
yes,
who are cheated.
Chagalla,
he advanced 51,000 as advance. And when there was question of settlement, so he came. He wanted that if you give me 3 lakhs, then I compromise. So I was prepared to pay him 3 lakhs. So that Mr. Ganatra, mayor, I induced him just to make settlement. Then down he came, 2,25,000. Then asked Mrs. Nair, that you'll pay this, where I've got some, if he takes all money, then what shall I get? Then I had to settle with her, how much you will pay? So she came from 1,00,000 to 1,40,000. What is the balance?
60 is 85.
85. So I said, yes, I'll pay. I'll pay. Sorry. The balance I'll pay. The other man, what is called Ratna Pari, he...
Chaganmal.
Huh? Chaganmal. Like this. I paid him extra at 5,000. Then again, this Ratna Pari, he first of all proposed 20,000 to sell that house. Then when I went there, he knew that he's settling at any cost. He said, now that 20,000 was proposed formally, now things have gone very high, I cannot sell. So he knows that we are eager to purchase. Then he said, I said, then what do you want to do? Now you want 30,000. All right, yes, take it. I did not argue. In this way I said. And our Giriraj's father appreciated that it is better a bad settlement than to prolong the case.
Yeah.
So I took this policy. It is a bad settlement from 20,000 to 30,000. Yes, sir. Settle. I gave him 85,000 back. But one thing I gain, that by cancelling the agreement, their proposal was that increase the price, 20 lakhs from 14 lakhs. That was the arrangement between the attorneys. They cancel the agreement and take 20 lakhs from him, and the balance will be divided by amongst us. That was the agreement. So that instead of 20 lakhs, I satisfied Mrs. Nair by 14 lakhs 50,000. The attorneys are settling at 17 lakhs. But by Krishna's grace, I was able to settle at 14 lakhs 50,000.
You were able to convince her to settle for
yeah.
less. She must have been very surprised to receive the money, such a large payment.
Yes.
That at the end of this month, the United States will be destroyed by the comet, the Kahutek comet.
Yes, their demonic principles will be destroyed. They will take to Krishna consciousness.
Jai!
What do they say after destruction? Then what is next?
They all moved to Mexico and Canada, so they wouldn't be in the way of the destruction. They don't know what's going to happen after that.
So at the time of danger, they go away. Very good.
Lord Jesus came to save the fallen souls, and they're all running away.
They're so good Christian that at the time of danger, they're all going away to Canada. They say afraid of death.
Yes.
Even though they are preaching themselves, priests, they are also the same common man, afraid of them. And if we people keep to Krishna consciousness, we are not afraid of them. We are going from one place to another, that's all. Going home, nobody becomes afraid going back to home. He becomes pleased. You avoid death. There is no death. Be sure. If we simply practice this, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare, no more death. Finish death. This is a fact. Or do something for Krishna. Don't waste time, single moment. Then you are no more death. Because this is deathless condition. And the changing of the body, that is momentary. That is not.
So our service is deathless.
Huh?
Death, devotional
this
service.
This is deathless.
If we stop serving.
Do you admit or not? theology. Or you have got anything to say? It is deathlessness.
Because the soul is acting.
Yeah.
It's like it may start raining a bit, probably. We may cut over here.
All right.
And I can bring the car over.
No, no. What is that? We shall not die.
We shall melt.
No, it is pleasant. Vishyam purnam sukhayate. For a devotee, everything is very happy. There is no unhappiness, any condition. They are happy. Vishyam purnam sukhayate. For non-devotees, everything is a problem. And for devotee, everything is happiness. That is the difference.
Yeah.